This is a story that I like to call Truancy in the UK. And it is about the time when I was 15 that I convinced my entire family that I was going on an international school club trip to London. But really, I was going to, by myself, to meet a boy that I had fallen in love with in the months prior. It all starts in February of 1996. I'm in the cafeteria my freshman year of high school in Warren Hills, New Jersey. And my friend Lisa comes running in, all excited. She just met these two cute boys, and they're from England. And they want to shadow high school student and, like, you know, learn about high school in America. But she couldn't take both of them with her all day. So could I take Dave with me all day to just follow me around classes? And I said, oh, you mean you want me to take a cute boy with a hot accent around all day? Sign me up. And I couldn't tell you what happened throughout that school day, but I can tell you that by the end of it, when he was walking me to my bus line, we were both 100% head over heels in love. But he's going home to England the next day. So, you know, I'm not going to hear from him again. This is just like whatever. 2 days later, I get a dozen roses delivered to my high school with a gorgeous poem note. And then the long distance phone calls started. And then one day when I was whining and crying about not being, well, I wish I could see Dave. And my friend Lisa was like, you know, I know someone in a travel agency that can hook us up, and we can probably get you a ticket to London for pretty cheap. And why not make up an entire club that doesn't exist and tell everyone about this? Now, how did I trick grown-ass adults into thinking this was a real thing? A lot of lies, fake phone calls, and a fuck ton of forgery. My favorite was, back in the day, we would take an old permission slip, white it out, Xerox it. I don't know if you guys know what a Xerox machine is. And then use the word processor in the library to fill out whatever it is that I needed to fill out. And so I think it took about 3 months of planning, a lot of misdemeanor theft on my part, too, for cash. Not proud of that, but, you know, teenager. And the day finally gets here. I'm on my way to the airport. There's only one thing I haven't covered, and that was how am I going to call myself out of school for the 4 or 5 days that I would be missing. I didn't really care. I figured I'd just do it when I got there, because if, what are they going to do, right? Like, I'm already there. And that's exactly what I did. We were, like, at the museum in London, the National Museum, and I'm on a payphone calling the office, pretending to be a family member, like, saying I'm sick, because I've done that before, like, no big deal. And they were like, uh-uh, we know, the jig is up, you're not where you say you are, you're not with who you say you're with, and you're busted. Hang up the phone, run outside, and be like, well, that's in New Jersey. I'm in London. Let's just go hang out in London all day. I will figure this out later when I have to. So we have our day in London, and it's adorable and fun. And then we're on our way to our next destination, which I think is supposed to be a couple hours outside of the city, and we get lost. We're, like, taking buses, and we're so lost. And so Dave takes us to one of those TARDIS phone booths, and he's calling his friend and trying to get directions, trying to figure out where we are and where his friend is. And I look out the phone booth, and there's this old man just kind of creeping up into the phone booth and staring. And I was like, yo, Dave, what? There's an old man out there, like, leering at us. And he turns around, and he's like, that's my dad. How in the hell his dad found us in a random phone booth when we didn't even know where we were? To this day, I don't know. No idea. He pulls us out of the phone booth, and he's pissed, and he points at Dave, and he's like, you're in deep shit. We know that she's not 16. Newsflash, Dave is 18 years old. He told his parents I was 16 because that in England is the age of consent, but I'm actually 15. So now Dave's dad is saying that there's like I'm that they're afraid that my family's going to charge them with kidnapping me. Like it's like it's he's mad. Like he's like, we got to take her home right now. I got to call your family, let them know that we're not kidnapping you. And so that's what we did. We went back to his house, which is actually like 5 hours away from London. Like it was very far away. He makes me, I call my family, and after what seems like forever of convincing them that I was not there to smuggle drugs or to try the new abortion pill that had just come out, I'm a virgin, for Christ's sake, like at this point. And, after all of that, his parents promised my family that they would chaperone us for the rest of my stay, and then figure out how to get the airline ticket changed from 5 days later to 3 days later, and that's what they did. And so that's what happened, is we ended up having this like this chaperoned royal kind of day and a half around Plymouth, England, two kids in love with their matching guitar pick necklaces, walking down the beach with the I Love You Mickey in the sand, and his parents are just off to the side, just watching us. So our last night is upon us, and we beg his dad to let us stay in the same room for the rest of the night, just to hold each other, just to be with each other for one last time. And he actually agreed. Like it took some convincing, but he did agree. And I wish I could tell you that we did more than just kiss, but all we did was hold each other, listen to Glycerine by Bush over and over again. and we kissed. There was like a sweet kiss in there. We were so innocent. I wish I gave it up that night. It's one of the things I regret, actually, is just not doing that. Anyway, so I get back home, and I am in the deepest of shit. I am not only, like, grounded forever, but I'm legally under house arrest because turns out it's illegal to leave the country under false pretenses as a minor. That was a thing. My passport was revoked. They were like, you can't have this back until you're after you're 18. And also, there's an officer outside your trailer park to make sure that you get off and on the bus and you don't go anywhere else for the rest of the semester. So backing up a little bit, we promised each other that I would wait until I was 18, you know, we'd be together, and that we would meet up in Times Square in New Year's Eve 1999, because that's when I would be 18. And, but like 4 months later, this like cute boy moved into my trailer park. And 2 years is a really long time to wait when you're that young, right? So I wrote him a letter, and I effectively broke his heart over mail. To this day, I regret slipping that letter in the mailbox, no lie. And we did end up meeting up in Times Square, incoming 1999, New York City, which is a stupid story in itself. But the conclusion to that part was that, like, he still very much was heartbroken. He was like, we can't be friends. You crushed me. Yeah. So I have spent the majority of my adult life wondering if this was, like, a story of first love or a story of teenage bad decisions. But I think it's more of a story about how, at that age, you can't tell the difference. And, you know, I didn't know that back then every decision I made was etched into my future now. I thought I was just chasing a boy across the ocean, but maybe I've also been chasing that same whimsy, passion, and excitement that I experienced before my frontal lobe was formed. Thank you.